God's Little Brown Church Sermon Series featuring Pastor Andrew Chrysler.
I want to talk this morning about having peace in the midst of turmoil. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. It tells us in Scripture that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Peter said, don't consider it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to test you as though some strange thing happened. For the same things are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. In other words, whether you're a believer in Jesus Christ or not, you're going to go through things in life. One of the many blessings, besides eternal life, salvation, being forgiven of sin, being able to come into the throne room of God, which are huge. But another one of the many blessings of the Lord is that we can have peace no matter what's going on. And that peace comes from the fact that while we are not in control, we know who is. And we know that absolutely nothing comes into our life that God hasn't allowed into our life. If God says, I will never leave you nor protect or nor forsake you, as he's called, tells us to shelter under the shadow of his wings, that he is our strong tower, he is our defender, he is our rear guard. God is all around us. And God is watching over us. And Scripture says that God promised to cause all things to work together for good to them who love him, to them who are the called according to his thank you. I'm 62.
I'm paying attention.
That's good. I'm like, all of a sudden the word was gone from my mind. Praise God. Things happen in everybody's life. I can't imagine going through, actually I can't imagine, because when I'd made such a mess out of my life before I came back to the Lord, my life was an absolute disaster. And I got to the point in an absolute disaster of a life where I finally gave up and said, God, I've always known you're real. I've just never known how to serve you. But I've made such a mess out of my life that if you can do anything with it, it's yours. I remember what it was like trying to handle everything on my own without the hope, without the peace that comes in the midst of a turmoil, going through a bankruptcy, losing everything that I had, losing my mom when I was, 1,500 miles away, and just turmoil in my family and health issues and just so many things going wrong and having no place to turn. I remember that feeling. Praise God, I don't have to face that feeling anymore because I serve a God who loves me. I serve a God who has wrapped his arms round about me, who says he has a plan and purpose for my life that he's demonstrated in so many different ways. So that we all go through turmoil. The peace in the midst of the turmoil comes from knowing who God is. And comes from reminding one another and reminding ourselves who God is. Scripture says at one point, when David had no one around him to encourage him, he encouraged himself in the Lord. Sometimes we just have to go back and have what I call pillars of testimony. You hear all through the Old Testament, they would set up areas and they called them a pillar of testimony. This is where this happened, and this is where this happened. And set up pillars of testimony in our own lives where we go back and say, you know, I was in despair and God comforted me. I didn't know which way to turn and God sent direction. I didn't know what I was going to do and God brought in somebody with just the right word. I was wondering what the next step was. Pastor Howard came to Debbie and I one December. Actually, not one December. December of 2005. Not one December. December 2005, and he says, the people won't come back as long as I'm here. You either take over the church or we're closing the doors. And at the time, there were five people in the church, Debbie and I, Pastor Howard and Joan, and one other person. And Deb and I left that day, and we were riding around over in Champlain, or over in New York, listening to the AM station, and we hear a person say, you know what God called you to do? Stop goofing off and do it. The next day, we're riding around, also over in New York, also listening to the station. We hear another preacher, another message, completely different topic, same thing. You know what God called you to do? Stop goofing off and do it. Now, seeing as how those radio stations play recorded messages, God knew exactly where we were going to be, what we were going to be doing, the answer that we needed, and happened to have it. God is paying attention to my life and to your life. The turmoil that we face, the issues that come up in our life, the surprises, the things that come up that surprise us are not a surprise to God. He is already at work in that. I've got a list of scriptures, and we'll go through them, or at least part of them. We'll see how that goes. But they all come to the same point. No matter what's going on in our lives, we need to remind ourselves that God loves us. Remind ourselves that God is at work, and that will give us a peace and a comfort in the midst of no matter of what's going on. As I was looking for a picture for the front of the bulletin, one of the things that came up was peace. It said peace in the middle of turmoil, and it was the passage in John where the disciples are in the boat in the middle of the storm, in the middle of the turmoil, and say, Master, don't you care that we're perishing? And Jesus got up and he rebuked. Jesus had been asleep when they woke him up. And Jesus got up and he rebuked the wind and he rebuked the waves and he rebuked the disciples. He said, peace be still to the wind and waves. And to the disciples, he said, why didn't you have faith? Everybody goes through turmoil. How we face the turmoil that we go through is a reflection of what's going on in our lives. Do we trust that God is in control? Sometimes we do. Sometimes we want to. Sometimes we struggle. Each and every one of us. I've been through that, so I'm good now. I don't struggle anymore. No. I have to Lord, give me faith. Lord, I know that you're in control, but I really wish you'd do this a little quicker. Lord, I know that you see the end from the beginning, but can you at least give me a hint? Do we do this? I do this. You may not, but I do. I know God is in control. I know God has a plan and a purpose. When we took over this church, first Sunday, we had 36 people here. We invited everybody we knew. We had 36 people. The next Sunday, we had 4. And for a year and a half, we had 4. But God said, this is where you're supposed to be. I don't know what God is doing, what all God is going to do in this. I know that putting the messages online, people listen online. I've got a friend in Arizona and his wife that listen. I got a friend in Buffalo and his wife that listen. I hear from people every once in a while, hey, I was listening to one of your sermons the other day. I'm like, praise God. God's word is going forth. And God's word will never return void. It always does that which it's supposed to do. Not my choice, not my plan, but what God is doing. And we will recognize that God is in control. It doesn't matter what the turmoil is. It doesn't matter what we're facing. We know who has the answer. And when we really get good, when we really get it down inside, we go back to what Paul says. I'm at a decision point, deciding what to do. For me to go on to be with the Lord is much greater for me. But for me to be here with you is much greater for you. I don't know what I want to do, but whatever God wants to do. In the meantime, I'm going to spend my time concentrating on helping others. I tell people all the time, heaven is not our goal. Heaven is our destination. Our goal is to impact the lives of others that they might see Jesus. Isaiah 26, beginning with verse 1. Now, Isaiah 25 had been talking about God doing some restoration. God doing some deliverance. Isaiah 26, beginning with verse 1, says, "In that day this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks." Stop right there for just a minute. Giving this picture, the song will be sung in Judah. We have a strong city. Look at our own lives. God is our defender. He will send salvation for walls and bulwarks. God will shield us round about with His salvation. God will shield us round about with His plans and His purposes. Verse 2, "Open the gates that a righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength." That reminder there that God will keep you in peace if we put our mind and if we focus on Him. God will give us peace and rest in the midst of the turmoil when we focus on the fact that while I don't know what's going on, I know the God who does. The God who sees the end from the beginning. The God who calls those things to be as that are not as though they are and speaks them into existence. The God who is at work in our circumstances. That we can learn to trust in Him. You keep Him in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast on you because He trusts in you. We read, can't remember where it is right now. I'll think about it later. But we read the scripture not too terribly long ago, and I've talked about it many, many times, where scripture says that the eyes of that, well, not that one, that God is paying attention so that even when we meditate on His name, when we think about the Lord, He's writing it in a book. God is paying that close attention to our lives that He knows our thoughts. Jesus said, "For every idle word that we speak, we'll give an account." God's paying attention to our thoughts, to our words, to our actions. And He shows that He loves us. Isaiah 52, beginning with verse 6. Another place in Isaiah talking about the deliverance of the Lord. It says, "Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore shall they know in that day that I am He who speaks. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who proclaims glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says in Zion, 'Your God reigns.' Your watchmen shall lift up their voices, and their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of them that bring good news." How important is it to encourage one another in the things of the Lord? I don't know about you. I've seen situations, I've been in situations where things have been going bad in my life. And I've had people tell me, "Well, you're going through that because your faith isn't strong enough." That's not bringing good news. That's not lifting one another up. That's not encouraging one another. Sometimes we encourage somebody just by being there. You don't even have to say a word. Sometimes we do have to say a word. Sometimes we have to smile. But being there, coming alongside, we're called to bear one another's burdens. We're called to lift one another up, to encourage one another, to strengthen one another, to lift up the hands that hang down and strengthen the feeble knees. So as we see our brothers and sisters struggling, as we see things going on in people's lives, if we have an opportunity, if we can make an opportunity Come alongside and lift them up. Come alongside and encourage them. Sometimes it's just reaching out. Hey, how you doing today? Just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. I was praying for you and you were on my heart. And I just wanted to let you know that I love you and God loves you. Making a difference in people's lives. Helping them to find the peace in the midst of the turmoil by reminding them that God is at work, that reminding them that God loves them, by reminding them that God hasn't forgotten about them. Philippians 4, beginning with verse 4, says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." A piece of a verse I often quote when we're doing the prayer. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Not that God doesn't already know, but it's coming in obedience with His Word. And it's coming, it's reminding us that God knows and that He is listening and that He is paying attention. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding. The peace passing understanding means doesn't make a lot of sense. Why do we have peace in the midst of turmoil? It's what the world sees around us. They just see the turmoil. How can you have peace in the midst of everything that's going on? Well, the answer is, I know who has the answer. The answer is, I know that God is in control and I know that God is at work. And even if I don't see what's going on, even if I don't understand how it's going to work out, I know that God loves me. And if it comes to the point where I'm absent from the body, well, praise God, it's an opportunity to be present with the Lord. My peace doesn't come from my circumstances. My peace doesn't come from the situation around me. My peace comes from the relationship I have with the Lord God, who created me, who knit me together in my mother's womb, who knows every one of my days. David said, all of my days were written in the book before ever any of them were. God looked down and knew exactly what was going on, what was going to happen in my life, in your life. He shows His love to us. And He calls us. And we can have that peace knowing that no matter what we face, no matter what comes on, it doesn't mean we won't have pain. It doesn't mean we won't have turmoil. Doesn't mean we won't have difficulty. Doesn't mean we won't have financial stress. All of these things are accomplished in our brethren, which is in the world. Peter told us that. But the peace comes from the fact that no matter what happens, we're not alone. No matter what happens, we know who has the answer. In Isaiah 61, beginning with verse 1, it's a passage Jesus quoted when He was synagogue in Nazareth. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." I'll stop right there at verse 2 because that's where Jesus stopped when He gave it. They looked at Him funny. He said, "Why'd you stop there?" He said, "This is the part I've come to fulfill. This day, this scripture has been fulfilled in your sight." Jesus came to set at liberty the captives, to proclaim healing, to proclaim salvation, to proclaim the year of God's favor. Remember we read just a few minutes ago, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of them that bring good news. The good news is Jesus came to set us free. Jesus came to redeem our lives from destruction. Jesus came to reconcile us to the Father. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Had it not been for the tender mercies of God, I would have been dead a long time ago. Many of us would have. Had it not been for the tender mercies of God, I certainly wouldn't have been enjoying the blessings of the Lord I'm enjoying now. I am overwhelmed with what God is doing and has done in my life. I grew up in the Everglades. I'm a swamp rat. You know, I have jumped on an alligator. I've done that kind of stuff. I was a little thinner back then, but I've done that kind of stuff. I've been bitten by a moccasin. You know, I shouldn't be here. But God has been merciful and God has a plan so that no matter what comes up, I can praise the Lord because He has shown Himself mighty in my behalf. He has shown Himself mighty in my life. I'm standing up here right now. Both of my legs are hurting. But you know what? I'm standing right now. And those of you who have heard the different parts of my testimony know that that shouldn't be. I've been hit with a forklift. I've had my leg caught right here, cut back. The doctor said you will never walk normally again. And it will be months before you can hobble. I'm standing here. God is faithful. God is merciful and has shown that in my life and He's shown it in your lives. So whatever comes up, there is a peace that comes from knowing that the God who brought us through that, I was not serving the Lord when so many of the things happened to me. But God had a plan and a purpose and He brought me through so that I could be here today. God has a plan and purpose in each and every one of our lives so that no matter what comes up, we can rest in the fact that we are in God's hands. And while we are breathing air, we are here as His ambassadors. And when we stop breathing air, we're brought into His bosom. We're brought into His presence. That no matter what happens, the end is, I get to go be with Jesus. When my body stops hurting, and I have a new body, and I'm in the presence of the Lord, praise God. So everything that we go through, every moment, everything we face, the turmoil that happens in everyday life and in everybody's life, we have a hope and a peace that comes from a relationship with God. It can face whatever comes. The song, Because He Lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future. My life is worth the living just because He lives. Coming into that relationship with God. Deb, drop down to Proverbs 3:5. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. Trusting God, relying on God, seeking His face, drawing near to Him. No matter what happens, it's the way to do it. It's the way we go about trusting the Lord with all your heart. We don't have to understand what's going on around us to know that God loves us. We don't have to understand what's happening to know that God is still in control. And trust that God will direct our steps and seek His face. Final passage, Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9. A reminder to the believers in Philippi from Paul. It says, rather than focus on all the turmoil, rather than focus on all the trouble, rather than focus on the negative, the downside of everything. It says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, If there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And the things which you have learned and received and heard of and saw in me, do these, and the God of peace will be with you. Focus on things that are praiseworthy. Focus on things that are good. Set your mind on things that are above, not on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth beneath. Look for those things to rejoice in. Because no matter what we face, no matter what's going on, there's bright spots in the midst of it. Because God is at work in every circumstance. God is at work in every situation. Remember, He's causing all things to work together for good to them who love Him, to them who are called according to His purpose. Not necessarily that all things are good, because all things are not good. But all things God can use. So let's focus on what is good, what is right, what is lovely, what is just, what is pure, what is of good report. If there's any virtue, if there's any praise, meditate on these things. You'll have that peace. The God of peace will be with you, according to Scripture. Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your Word. We thank You, Father, that You do give us peace in the midst of turmoil. Father, that we can trust and rely upon You. You give us peace and hope and life no matter what's going on around us. You tell us in Your Word not to be anxious. You tell us in Your Word not to be surprised. You tell us in Your Word not to be overwhelmed, but rather to seek You and put our faith and trust in You, knowing that You're the one who sees the end from the beginning, that You are the one who directs our steps, and that You have a plan and purpose for us. So, Father, we give praise. We give You glory, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit glbcvt.org.